fourth and goal from the board.
Taylor coming from the tight end slot, if you want to call it that, in eight-man formation. They've made that work before. They could not get it to work here. Just not enough room with the end zone and the back line kind of condensing the North Huron defense in the middle of the field. It's very hard to sneak a pass in there.
I like it as a mix-up play. I like that play. It could have worked. It could have been a touchdown because Warriors are still looking for Carsonville Port Sanilac to run a lot.
There's a timeout on the
timeout
field.
Timeout CPS. Timeout CPS.
33.9 seconds left. Of course, the clock already stopped because of the incompletion, but CPS takes their last timeout anyways. This is fourth down, so they got to get in or they turn the ball over, so there's no reason to hold on to that for 33 more seconds. No. It's 8:04. You are listening to WLEW-FM Bad Axe, Michigan, and the WLEW Sports Network right here on Cruise 102. This is the MHSAA High School Game of the Week, Week 5, between North Huron, the Warriors, and CPS, the Tigers, all North Huron in this first half. CPS has had two opportunities. They failed in the red zone on one of them. This is the second, fourth down and goal from the four-yard line, 33.9 seconds left in the first half. CPS trying to get on the board and whittle down this 38-point Warrior lead. North Huron has moved the ball with ease, and that lightning is getting more and more frequent. Still no thunder, but you can definitely see that lightning coming in. There may be a delay coming up in the second half, but this is not the second half. This is the first half, 33.9 seconds left, and the teams now starting to come back out onto the field after CPS's third timeout. Fourth and goal from the four-yard line. The Tigers of Carsonville Port Sanilac looking to get on the board here late in the second quarter. This is a spread formation. Just three linemen, three receivers, and Hooper in the shotgun. And he's just getting attacked. But he gets out of it. He gets to the end zone. Did he score? The pylon's down. Put up those hands.
Here's the out of bounds before the pylon. North Huron takes over on
that
down.
That looked like a touchdown to me.
Stepped out of bounds before he could reach for the pylon.
It from
and the Warriors are going to take over first and 10.
That was a
inside their own 1 yard line.
Formation from CPS. They had three receivers, just three linemen, and North Huron didn't care. They brought linemen. They were unblocked. Hooper, he couldn't even try and wait to complete a pass. He had to scramble for his life. He went for the pylon on the near side, and it looks like he stepped out of bounds right before he was able to reach the ball and touch that pylon. He went out of bounds at the one-yard line, just short, 3 feet away from getting on the board for the first time. And unfortunately for CPS, they're going to get shut out in this first half.
No block on a quarterback. Keith goes on the right side.
Keeps it from the 1 yard line, and he drags the pile comfortably out of the end zone. The clock will run to zero.
And number 12 for the Tigers comes up from the bottom of the pile, Mooney.
Cano Block got roughly 6 yards on that play.
And that's
more than enough to run out
the
first half. Peyton Mooney on the tackle.
With the score,
but
North Huron 38.
Much. That's all
CPS
North Huron was trying to do.
Did that look like a run play to you, that the spread formation when they said, I think it was going to be a run play all along. They just wanted to get that defensive line spread out a little bit.
Well, if that was supposed to be a run play, it didn't fool.
One more shot, Cheryl says, we could use a little more money for the boosters.
And
if you haven't got the 50-50, come on down, get your concessions.
Two Warriors
enjoy
coming off the corners of that line
some
completely unblocked. You got to throw the ball in that type of situation.
And have a great night there.
It just
get
wasn't
your 50-50,
Cheryl
would love to do that.
I just didn't see the quarterback really kind of taking those 2 or 3 seconds trying to find somebody get open real quick. I'm wondering if that was a designed run play. I mean, it wasn't bad, but I don't think the Warriors think the Tigers can pass that effectively right now.
Well, they haven't shown it. It is halftime, 38-0 North Huron. The clock has started just under 15 minutes until second half action, assuming that lightning doesn't come into play. Time to take a commercial break on the WLEW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seawing. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seawing. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. new or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick, and Seaway.
Journey is the song that the North Huron Marching Band is playing. Time to join along. Don't stop believing.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Let's try this one more time. Turn on the mic and listen to the North Huron Marching Band. They did Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Have you ever found South Detroit, John? I'm still looking for it.
No, I haven't.
They're going to follow up here with the fight song for North Huron. You've been hearing that a lot tonight, 38-0. The score at halftime for the Warriors. Here we go. The fight song for the North Huron Warriors. Time to take a break on the WLEW Sports Network. Returning in 37 seconds.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City offers a full range of year-round agronomy services to maximize your crop and field profitability. From GPS soil sampling to fertilizer recommendations, variable rate fertilizer spreading, custom chemical application, detailed crop plans, and crop scouting for efficient pest management, their agronomists have the knowledge and resources to help maximize yield with minimum investment. You get year-round agronomy support from Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City. Proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Back here at halftime, North Huron High School in Kindy, Michigan, 38-0, the score in favor of the home team Warriors. I have a special guest with me.
Good evening.
Why don't you tell the audience exactly. We've met before in Caseville.
Well, we've met a time or two in a number of spots. This is Clark Brock, and I'm announcing tonight, former educator here at North Huron and the principal of the Tech Center, enjoying some high school football tonight.
It's been a pretty good game if you're North Huron.
Well, if you're North Huron, it's been a real good game. I thought there at the end that the Tigers were going to, maybe the officials were going to give him that score and they were going to get on the board and get in, but they didn't. And the Tigers are at a real big disadvantage tonight. They're only dressing 10 players over there. And with the heat that they have out there, if you're dressing 10 kids and the Warriors have about 16 on the sideline, so they're subbing freely and keeping fresh bodies and giving the young kids a chance to play some, and it's really showing.
It is hot and muggy. I have been perspiring just calling the game. I can't imagine playing in it.
No, and I hope the officials get well hydrated at halftime, too. Those guys have been running down the field an awful lot tonight.
And it's just a situation we just haven't had that much this year as far as hot weather, so you couldn't even it's not even a question of conditioning, because if you're doing